Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 13 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Sean Delaney.
Salt does not work as well in the team. We do mix calcium chloride with it to help.
Road crews are fighting the snow this evening to clear the region's roads.
Several area schools have already canceled classes for tomorrow.
Governor Matt Bevin will give his State of the Commonwealth address tonight in Frankfort.
A Kentucky man wanted for murder has been captured in Florida.
The Martin County Water District is in debt while trying to restore services to the area.
In sports, the University of Kentucky visits South Carolina tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Snow showers early tonight with a low of around 1 degree. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
As heavy snowfall continues this evening, multiple school districts have called off classes for tomorrow. Some cancellations include Bath, Carter, and Elliott counties, Farmer Christian Academy, Fleming, and Floyd counties. Gateway Head Start in Bath, Menifee, and Montgomery County will be closed, along with Johnson, McGoffin, Morgan, and Martin County schools. Rowan County and Rowan County Christian Academy have both called off schools for tomorrow, and Wolf County is canceled as well. For a complete list of closings in the region, visit our website at WMKY.org.
When the snow starts coming down, a spokesman for the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet's District 9 office in Flemingsburg says it's always a challenge to keep the area's highways clear for travelers. According to Blair, drivers need to be patient because it's often a never-ending battle for those behind the wheel of the District 75 snowplow.
When the snow is coming down quickly, you know, it piles up behind the plow, so we can continue to plow and treat, but as that snow continues to pile up, it just it won't be clear until after the storm stops, and we can kind of get ahead of it.
Blair says the answer to the problem is not always using more road salt, since its effectiveness becomes limited when temperatures drop below 20 degrees. He adds District 9's snowplow crews, along with a handful of contractors, are responsible for clearing over 2,000 miles of highways in 10 counties in northeast Kentucky.
A meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Jackson advises if you don't like the region's current snow and cold, be patient. Things will change very soon. According to John Pelton, this might be the last Arctic Canadian cold front hitting northeast Kentucky for quite a while. Pelton notes that starting in a couple of days, temperatures should be above normal for the next several weeks.
So, you know, once we get through, through Thursday, start to see a little bit of warm up then, and then warming up as we go toward the weekend, and then actually looking at pretty high probabilities of seeing above average temperatures, like I said, for the remainder of the month and into early February.
On the downside, Pelton says over the next several weeks, we could also be looking at higher than average amounts of rainfall.
This winter's low-income home energy assistance program crisis application process has started in eastern Kentucky. The first-come, first-served program helps those who can't afford to pay their utility bills. WYMT reports that the Big Sandy Community Action Program had several people from Floyd, Johnson, McGoffin, Martin, and Pike County fill out applications yesterday. Robert Kistner has signed up for it for the last 4 years. He says the wait time is difficult.
Well, I stood in line last night. I was here at midnight, and the doors don't open until 7:30. One lady had been here since 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Sat out here all 16 hours.
Anyone wishing to qualify for LIHEAP crisis funding must be able to provide an active heating element disconnect notice from the utility company. The program will accept applications until March 31st.
With the governor set to address the Commonwealth tonight, one northeastern Kentucky lawmaker is encouraging citizens to remain calm. Governor Matt Bevin will deliver his 2018 State of the Commonwealth and budget address before a joint session of the Kentucky House and Senate in Frankfort. Republican Representative Jill York of Grayson wants her constituents to remember that the governor's plans are not set in stone.
This is the starting point that we usually use whatever the governor puts before us as kind of a benchmark, a template to begin at. But it in no way indicates that that's exactly what will happen in exactly those terms to exactly those services.
WMKY will air the Governor's State of the Commonwealth Address at 7 p.m.
Governor Bevin is set to outline a budget that is expected to make cuts across the state. Will Clark has this story.
In tonight's budget address to the General Assembly, Bevin is expected to make what he's called sobering cuts to all parts of state government, warning that due to the money needed to address the pension problem, programs that have been spared from previous cuts may be cut this year. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher says the state should be looking at new taxes rather than new cuts.
To me, it doesn't make sense to cut critical services for kids and public safety, and we don't tax issues like limousine rides or country club membership.
Bevin says public school funding will not be affected. I'm Will Clark.
One Northern Kentucky lawmaker is concerned about Governor Bevin's unveiling of the 1115 waiver program on Friday. Democrat Representative Dennis Keene of Wilder spoke to Spectrum News Pure Politics about the program, which requires Medicaid recipients to work in order to receive the health insurance. Keene believes the program will cause thousands of Kentuckians to lose Medicaid coverage.
We're starting to harm people, the children of Kentucky, and our most vulnerable, our seniors. They're going to be taken aback by all this stuff. That's what we're dealing with. That's the unintended consequences, plus the economic development that this health care bill has done to Eastern Kentucky.
Bevin will be giving his State of the Commonwealth and budget address tonight. Keene is concerned about the problems which will come about because of some projected cuts to areas like education.
Attorney General Andy Beshear says a new unit created by his office will investigate sexual assault cold cases. The unit is funded by a $3 million grant from the federal government. Beshear says the funding will also go towards testing any untouched rape kits.
We won't stop until every single survivor gets their share of justice. We will change culture, and the people standing here right next to me are going to be leading that charge.
The unit includes a victim's rights advocate, investigator, and special prosecutor.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 30 years. The Center for Gifted Studies is now accepting applications for middle and high school summer camps, including the 35th Annual Advanced Placement Summer Institute, June 25th through 29th. More information at 270-745-6323 or online at wku.edu/gifted.
A Kentucky man wanted in a triple slaying has been captured after fleeing to Florida. A release from the Hernando County Sheriff says officers arrested 46-year-old Christopher Cruz Olivio Friday night on a warrant for triple murder in Louisville. Olivio was wearing a ballistic vest and had an AK-47 assault rifle on the passenger seat of his vehicle when he was stopped in his car by violent crimes task force officers in Florida. Police in Louisville found three bodies, a man and two women, inside a home earlier on Friday. Two young children were also found unharmed in the home.
Kentucky State Police are searching for a murder suspect following a fatal stabbing in Whitley County. According to WYMT, officers are asking residents to be on the lookout for 27-year-old Jeffrey Cole. They believe he is responsible for the stabbing death of 55-year-old Curtis Lawson. Cole is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information on the man is asked to contact law enforcement at 606-878-6622.
A Kentucky businessman has been convicted of defrauding people who invested in a natural gas pipeline in Tennessee. Media reports say Clay Shelton was convicted of wire fraud, money laundering, and securities fraud. Shelton faces up to 20 years in prison. The Bowling Green man was charged with soliciting $1.37 million from 11 investors to use in buying the Monterey pipeline in Tennessee. Shelton allegedly told investors their money would be held in escrow to secure a loan. The indictment said Shelton told investors that after the loan came through, they would get their money back plus 25%, or the pipeline company would buy their interest in Tennessee Wells. Court documents say Shelton instead used the money for other purposes, including investment in collateralized mortgage obligations that lost money.
Ohio's record number of drug overdose deaths and the state's fight to slow the addictions epidemic are among the reasons hundreds of lawsuits against drug makers are being heard in a Cleveland courtroom. A federal courts panel decided last month that the lawsuits should be consolidated before federal judge Dan Pulster. The judge is now overseeing more than 200 lawsuits against drug companies brought by local communities across the country, including those in California, Illinois, Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. The lawsuits accuse drug makers and distributors of not doing enough to contain the spread of addictive painkillers that have killed thousands. The panel also cited Cleveland's proximity to drug makers' headquarters in Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, and the judge's experience on a previous multi-lawsuit case.
Authorities are hoping concerned citizens will call to report more instances of suspicious activity. While recent arrests and indictments of alleged drug traffickers are due in part to anonymous phone tips, the Rowland County Sheriff's Department is reminding people to keep a close eye out. Chief Deputy Joe Klein says even with several law enforcement agencies located in Rowland County, vigilant citizens are the best source of information.
Well, a lot of times when we get calls, it's because there's suspicious people, vehicles, or a lot of traffic in certain areas, of whether it's in a neighborhood or around businesses. You know, drug transactions happen every place in our county. There, I don't know of any place in Rowland County that it's not going on.
Klein encourages residents to report illegal activity they may witness to the sheriff's office at 784-5446.
Nobody was hurt during an apparent gas leak at the Prestonsburg Municipal Building Monday morning. Mayor Les Stapleton spoke with WYMT.
There's a gas leak upstairs in City Hall. It never got to the point where it could be explosives, or it was never to the point where it could be life-threatening. But we went ahead and evacuated the building and allowed everybody to get outside. We've transferred a 911 calls, so all that's being taken care of.
Stapleton says no services were interrupted. The building houses City Hall, emergency dispatch, and the police and fire departments.
Officials in Martin County say they're still working to restore water services to residents, and the cost of those repairs are stacking up. According to WYMT, the Martin County Water District is over $800,000 in debt. John Mills is an operations manager with the district. He says his crews are trying to play catch-up in below-freezing temperatures.
We're just trying to go from leak to leak and try to get those repaired best we can.
Judge Executive Kelly Callahan says there are still around 50 people without water. Officials aren't sure how they will repay that debt.
The State Energy and Environmental Cabinet fined the city of Ashland for a violation at its wastewater treatment plant. WMKY's Kenzie Thompson has this report.
The city commission agreed to pay the $4,500 penalty last Thursday. According to the Daily Independent, the penalty was delivered to the city last year, attached to a notice of a violation from the state. They received the penalty for failing to comply with the permit limit of fecal coliform being released in the Ohio River. The treatment plant identified a crimped hose that was not allowing amounts of chlorine to flow appropriately. According to the city, the Engineering and Utilities Department has corrected the issue. In addition to paying the penalty, the plant has submitted reports to the state, including descriptions of its next activities and projects. For WMKY News, I'm Kenzie Thompson.
Lewis County's new Central Elementary School continues to take shape. The $15 million building is being constructed in Vanceburg, adjacent to the 90-year-old facility that it will eventually replace. Lewis Superintendent Jamie Weddington says much of the new school's concrete slabs have been poured and its footer is in place.
And they've been able to lay some interior walls up about 4 feet to this point on the sections that we have the concrete slab poured for. The steel is starting to come on site as far as the metal door frames, metal door jams, but we haven't got any actual steel as far as ceiling joists, those type things. We don't have any of that steel.
Weddington says workers have made great progress on the project, and the new Central Elementary remains on track to open in August of next year.
The Boyd County Schools District is a few weeks away from selecting a new superintendent. MSPR's Brian Courtney reports.
A screening committee has been formed, consisting of faculty from each of the district's 11 schools. School Board Chairman Bob Green tells the Daily Independent preliminary interviews will be conducted via FaceTime. The candidates will be thinned out from there into a small field of contenders. The Kentucky School Boards Association says five candidates will be interviewed for the job at the end of the process. The board is not bound to the committee's decision and is able to reject its candidates or even start the process over. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Brian Courtney.
In remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King's message of equality, Morehead State's campus was host to a memorial walk and speech last night. Saeed Kanu delivered the address in Breckenridge Hall.
In the structure of our society, these radical changes could be standing for what you believe in, or in some cases, kneeling for what you believe in. It could be for peacefully protesting, but most importantly, my voice and your voice.
Kanu is president of Morehead's Chi Alpha chapter of the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, which sponsored the event. The memorial walk is the first event of a week-long of activities honoring Dr. King at Morehead State University.
Morehead State University is ready to face whatever comes for higher education during this year's 60-day session in Frankfurt. Lawmakers are expected to address the state's pension crisis as well as cut to educational funding across the state. Governor Matt Bevin asked all Kentucky colleges and universities to cut 1% of their budget last week, which represents a decrease of state general fund support of more than $400,000 for Morehead. President Dr. Jay Morgan says MSU was prepared for the reduction.
We have been extremely conservative on hiring, extremely conservative. We pinch pennies, we've scrutinized contracts going through, we've renegotiated contracts that have been going through, we've been changing technology, all because we knew we needed to get ready and not wait to March and say, gosh, we got a budget problem next year.
Morgan asked the university to think strategically with their budgets for the remainder of the fiscal year in order to anticipate more cuts that might be handed down. And taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, including the counties of Boyd, Greenup, and Rowan. Scattered flurries tonight, mostly cloudy, with a low of around 5 degrees. Wind chill values as low as negative 3 degrees. Chance precipitation at 20%. Coming up tomorrow, expect a slight chance of snow before 2 p.m., then scattered flurries. Partly sunny skies with a high near 21. Wind chill values as low as negative 3 degrees. Chance precipitation at 20%. On Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies with a low of around 11 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 0. On Thursday, sunny skies, high near 33 degrees. And on Thursday night, mostly clear skies, low of around 20. Right now in Morehead, it's 13 degrees, 12 degrees in Flemingsburg, 14 degrees in Maysville, 13 degrees in Lexington and Winchester, 19 degrees in Inez, and it's 19 degrees in Ashland.
On our feature segment today, a new Medicaid work requirement announced by Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin will affect an estimated 350,000 adults. Kentucky News Connection's Mary Sherman files this report.
Kentucky will be phasing in a rule saying people who get Medicaid have to work if they can, but a new national poll suggests voters could see that as part of a very unpopular pattern. A new national poll finds three-quarters of voters agree and half agree strongly that Republicans are waging a war on health care. Jeff Guerin with Heart Research says voters see a pattern, starting with attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act, but also including moves to cut Medicare and Medicaid.
The Republicans have made it very believable that there is such a thing as a Republican war on health care today. And every day they continue their assaults on health care and do new things, this will be given more credence.
House Speaker Paul Ryan has called steps like this welfare reform necessary to reduce the deficit. His critics point out this is coming just after a $1.5 trillion tax cut that mostly benefits the wealthy and big corporations. Guerin says nationally, voters already have a strong sense that GOP health care policies are deeply unfair.
Targeting both Medicare and Medicaid for cuts in order to offset the cost of their tax cuts for the wealthy and large corporations. Republicans have put a very big target on their backs.
The new Medicaid work requirement will impact about 350,000 Kentucky adults, half of whom already work. Certain groups, including full-time students, pregnant women, and people with certain medical conditions, will be exempt. The Center for American Progress estimates work requirements would block benefits for more than 6 million nationally. This is Mary Sherman, Kentucky News Connection.
It's 449 and 13 degrees here on the snowy campus of Morehead State University. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, reminding you to drive safe and smart this winter. Before traveling, check weather conditions. Allow extra time and avoid traveling in severe weather. Remember to slow down, provide extra space for other vehicles, and always wear your seatbelt. The Rowan County Fiscal Court and Road Department appreciate your patience, working to keep you safe on the road this winter.
Wildcats visit Columbia. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Kentucky basketball team will try to add to its modest two-game winning streak tonight at 9 when the 18th-ranked Wildcats visit South Carolina. UK assistant coach Kenny Payne expects the Gamecocks to get physical with the young Cats. He says the coaching staff wants them to answer with toughness and grit, adding they'll be looking for two main indicators to see if that's happening.
First of all, on rebounding, who's hitting who first? Are they hitting you? Are they attacking you? Are they pushing you under the basket? Well, if that's happening, then they're going to get offensive rebounds. Second thing is, defensively, they're going to try to take you out of offense. They're going to try to rough you up off screens. They're going to try to get up inside of you when you're handling the ball. They're going to deny passes. They're going to play physical.
South Carolina is 11-6 this season. However, the Gamecocks are just 2-3 in SEC action. Louisville is also in action this evening. The Cardinals will have an ACC game at 7 at Notre Dame. Interim coach David Padgett says the U of L is in a good offensive groove right now.
We're sharing the ball really well right now. I think, you know, that one play where Ryan threw it over his shoulder to Honest, I think is kind of indicative of the rhythm we have on offense right now. So, you know, we just got to continue to build on it and, you know, just got to continue to get better in other areas as well.
Both Louisville and Notre Dame have won 13 games this season. While the Cards are 3-1 in the conference, the Fighting Irish are 2-3. The 2018 McDonald's All-American rosters have been announced. Kentucky signees Emmanuel Quickley and Keldon Johnson were both named to the team. Duke, Kansas, and Oregon landed the most prospects in the game with three players each. There are five players in the game that have yet to make their college choice, including Moses Brown and Zion Williamson, who both have Kentucky among their final list of schools. Morehead State basketball coach Preston Spradlin says Saturday's win at UT Martin was big for the Eagles. The 71-67 victory over the Skyhawks was MSU's first in the OVC this season. It also ended a six-game losing streak for Spradlin's young ball club.
It messes with your psyche, and I tell you what, I'm real proud of my group because they never let that get to them. They keep focusing on the right things, and they keep coming to work every day. They got great attitudes, big smiles on their faces, and it's really good to come out here and grind out a win like we did. You know, we've been on the wrong side of 8 close games this year, and so to come out on the right side of it is really showing some growth. I'm proud of my kids.
The MSU men and women host Jacksonville State on Thursday in a doubleheader. The action at Johnson Arena starts at 4 p.m. with a women's contest, and the men play at 7. The NBA is investigating an incident that took place after the Rockets-Clippers game last night in L.A. ESPN reports that Rockets players Chris Paul, James Harden, Trevor Ariza, and Gerald Green used a, quote, secret back hallway to sneak into the Clippers locker room in an effort to confront Clippers players Blake Griffin and Austin Rivers. The Rockets also sent Clint Capela to knock on the front door of the Clippers locker room to serve as a distraction. The LAPD was called to the scene. Security stepped in before any physical altercations actually took place. Morehead State baseball coach Mike McGuire is excited about the Eagles' prospects for the upcoming season. McGuire says his 2018 team has the potential to be better than Morehead's NCAA tournament squad of 2015. However, he doesn't believe that lofty expectations will put any extra pressure on his players.
This is my sixth year here. You know, we've come a long way as a program from where we were when I took the program over to where we are today. You know, I've seen one prognosticator come out already that's predicted us to win the league. And I'll be honest with you, that's where I want to be picked. We've worked really hard to get our program in the situation where, you know, we have that bullseye on our back.
The Baseball Eagles start the 2018 season against UMass Lowell on February the 16th in a tournament at South Carolina. It doesn't look like Dante Wright will be returning as the Morehead State football team's defensive coordinator. Even though Tennessee Tech recently went through a head coaching change, Wright will stay on with the program as its special teams coach. He'd served as MSU's defensive coordinator in 2015 before moving on to Tech. That means the Eagles' bench boss Rob Tenier is still in the hunt for someone to fill that key spot on his staff.
I would hope as we near signing day, we would have some people in-house for some interviews and to meet with our staff, maybe be around our players. And I would hope that near or around signing day, sometime in early February, we'll come to a conclusion and have someone in position for the job.
Tenier needs to replace Zach Moore, who resigned as MSU's defensive coordinator after last season. The University of Georgia is losing one of its stars to the NFL. Linebacker Raquan Smith says he'll skip a senior year to enter this year's draft. An All-American, Smith won this year's Butkus Award, helping to lead the Bulldogs into the national championship game. Roger Federer picked up where he left off at the Australian Open. The defending champion beat Aljaz Bedin 6-3, 6-4, 6-3. Novak Djokovic is back from a long injury layoff with a victory in his first match since Wimbledon. He beat Donald Young 6-1, 6-2, 6-4. Djokovic lost in the second round at the Australian Open last year, but had won five of the previous six titles there. And on the women's side of things, Maria Sharapova barely missed a beat in her first match since a failed doping test at the Australian Open in 2016 resulted in a 15-month ban from tennis. The five-star major winner recovered early from a second break set and closed out her 6-1, 6-4 victory over Tejana Maria with an ace. Finally in sports, a four-day sentencing hearing is underway for former Michigan State and USA Gymnastics medical coordinator Larry Nassar, who has been accused of child molestation. 98 women are expected to testify against Nassar at the hearing. Prosecutors are seeking a 125-year prison sentence for Nassar, which represents the 125 women who have filed a police report against him. More than 140 women in total have accused Nassar of abuse, including four of the five members of the USA Gymnastics team that won the gold medal in 2012. Nassar has already been sentenced to 60 years in prison for possession of child pornography. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at MSUEagles.com. Eagle basketball will host Jacksonville State on Thursday. The women's game starts at 4 and the men tip off at 7. The men's game will be televised by the CBS Sports Network. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at MSUEagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks closed lower, pulling back from record highs hit earlier in the session as investors weighed the possibility of a government shutdown. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 10.33 at 25,792.86. The S&P 500 was down 9.82 at 2776.42. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 37.38 at 7223.69. At its session highs, the Dow Industrials were above 26,000 for the first time and were up 283 points. And as such, the Dow did post its biggest one-day reversal since February 10, 2016. Congress does need to pass a spending bill by the end of Friday to avoid a government shutdown. And a point of contention between Republicans and Democrats is an immigration bill, which Democrats want to pass. Those talks have complicated efforts to keep the government open. Key Democratic constituencies are demanding that congressional Democrats insist on making DACA part of the must-pass budget legislation to keep the government open, although according to some analysts, DACA is actually the easy issue for a budget compromise. More difficult is needed legislation to avoid defense and non-defense spending cuts under the sequestration required by the Budget Act of 2011. United Healthcare posted better-than-expected earnings and sales, sending the stock up 1.9%. Citigroup reported adjusted earnings that surpassed estimates, while revenue was in line and Citigroup shares rose 0.4%. Earnings season is off to a strong start thus far. Of the S&P 500 companies that had reported as of Friday, 69% have surpassed earnings per share estimates, while 85% have beaten revenue expectations. Merck shares were particularly strong, jumping almost 6% after announcing positive phase 3 results for its Keytruda drug, which is aimed at treating cancer. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.75% at $63.83 a barrel, while gold was up 0.3% at $1,338.90 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were fairly strong, with the Stock 600 index up 0.125%. In Asia, stocks were very strong overnight, with the Nikkei up 1% and the Hang Seng index from Hong Kong up 1.8%. Among Dow Industrial stocks, the best performers were Merck and United Health Group, while the worst performers were GE and Nike. And in the S&P 500, again, Merck was the best performer in the S&P 500, and Qualcomm was runner-up to Merck, while the worst performers were Under Armour and Viacom. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down $1.59 at $72.53, CSX down $1.12 at $58.13, AEP up 6 cents at $67.52, Marathon Petroleum down 59 cents at $70.83, AK Steel up 16 cents at $6.36, and Kroger was up 11 cents to finish at $28.25 a share. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio, serving Moorhead and surrounding communities with WIVY at 96.3 FM. All the programming of WIVY, music, news, and Moorhead State University football and basketball are available worldwide on WIVY.